Well, tell us about your preseason, how things have looked for your Auburndale football team thus far.
Pretty good. There's always some things, especially early on, that we're still working on and cleaning up and still trying to find out kind of who we are. We return some nice linemen, some good skill positions, and of course we graduated our fair share of talent, but we returned enough that we're really have something to build on.
Tell us about some of the young men on your ball club from last year and where they're going to help you this year.
Well, it starts with the line. We return four offensive linemen. We return, I think, three defensive linemen. So offensive linemen, some of the senior, the returning twins, Kobe and Logan Nagel, Tevin Bauer, and Jay Kearns returning. And we also have on the defensive side of the ball returning Dawson Baird, Carter Grossla, DN, and Logan Nagla, D tackle again. And I think Dawson Baird will be able to handle some of the offensive guard, maybe the fifth guy, as it looks like. So we should have a lot of experience in offensive line. Wide receiver last year is Peyton Weinfurter, is making the move to quarterback. And Nathan Van Wy was kind of the backup tailback, featured more of a fullback. And this year it looks like he'll step in and do a real nice job as a featured running back. And then another wide receiver is Trevor Trowbridge, a defensive back there. Wyatt Molson returns at linebacker. And then Peyton Weinford is a D-back. And Julian Anderson started some at cornerback also last year. So we have some kids coming back and some pretty good experience. Also, Josh Lundgren didn't play last year. He got a knee injury in the scrimmage, and he missed all last year. So to have him back is a real boost also.
I believe, Coach, in recent years you've had to move a young man from another position into that quarterback spot, and it's worked out pretty well for you. So you're going to do the same thing again this year.
It really has worked out well. I didn't really think about that, but that's true. Caden Anderson was a running back, and putting him at quarterback. And then the same thing with Blake Rabb, multi-positions in his freshman, sophomore, junior year. But those guys did have that youth football or junior high and JV experience, just like Peyton. Peyton was a JV quarterback and been working at the last 2 years and then sliding him back there. And it's kind of a position with multi-purpose. We wanted an athlete back there, and that's kind of how it happens. And some of them are different ways. I think Peyton's faster, quicker than maybe like a Caden Anderson, who is a real good power runner, nice arm, strong athlete. And then Blake was real balanced and could do a lot of things. So we'll see. We got to play to our athlete's strengths, and we'll see see how it goes.
How about some newcomers on the ball club this year?
I think some of the new kids, I don't like leaving anybody. I think another twins, juniors Ray and Russ Teska, I think both will be starting at least on one side of the ball, if not two. Ray at running back and a wide receiver. Russ at linebacker, I think, expecting him to step up. Kind of going through it a little bit, trying to think of some of the other kids. Trevin Seavers worked real hard off season, is a nice athlete. He started a few games last year. Coleman Becker is another senior that can play a lot of different positions. So hopefully he can step up. Some juniors are Kyle Bowman and Colton Brandle. Some nice athletes. Again, I'm going to probably forget some guys, but trying to think of some of these kids that have been stepping up. And, you know, we have 16 seniors and 10 juniors. So we should have some good depth. I expect them to have themselves ready to play. So there should be a number of kids that are ready. And again, I with the seniors, Jack Zenner's a senior, wide receiver, D-back, Aiden Wargowski. So we have a number of kids that are just hoping to step up and contribute wherever needed. Another one, even a special teams kid, Evan Bowman, really trains hard and works hard. And I don't think he'll be starting on either side or challenging, but I think special teams, he should have a big impact.
I know, Coach, you work very hard to maintain the numbers in your program. How has that work panned out for you this year?
again, good numbers. We're hoping to be in that 50 range, and last few years doing a lot of recruiting. There's some kids, whether they don't think that they're going to be playing, it usually isn't the case. Some are just kind of getting wore down. A lot of football from growing up, from youth now, and I'm finding some of that the wear and tear gets to them. But our numbers are good. 46, I think the first year I started, 2017, there was at one point, one of those first years or second year, we only had about 23 kids out. Maybe it was the third year. It was really dropping and really getting low. Getting out there and recruiting, and we do have a number of kids right now that maybe didn't go through our youth programs, and that's where I'm talking to kids in junior high and freshmen and letting them know that it's okay. You know, they can build up in football and step up and be a productive football player even though they're not behind. Trying to convince them that they're not too far behind because they didn't start in third or fourth grade. So really hitting the hallways to be able to talk to some of these kids and then train and really want to have an inclusive program, and that's a word we use a lot, to keep our numbers up. We want to include everybody, and it's worked out.
How does the offense change a bit this year with Peyton at quarterback?
Well, it's kind of best way to put it is we want to be able to use him as a real weapon as far as his feet and his quickness, and we have some really nice athletes on the perimeter, and then also a strong running back in Nathan Van Wy. So given a game plan too early, I guess I think a few teams might figure it out in a while. We're gonna really try to utilize that run first and get the play action and pass when we want to. Don't have to necessarily be in a situation where we pass because we need to. And that's always been a successful recipe in high school football anyhow. So
you're listening to our high school football coaches program on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ Spencer Marshfield, and WOSQFM.com, as well as ZaleskiSports.com. With Larry Hazer and Dahlia Kitis, I'm Gene Delisio at Nuts Deep 2 on South Central Avenue in Marshfield, talking with area high school football coaches about the 2025 season. By the way, Coach, I noticed the last 4 years, your ball club 37-9, which is a very outstanding record. Tell us about how you've maintained that success now in recent seasons.
You know, I think we are blessed with having some nice athletes. I encourage the weight room, and that's something that you go to any clinic, you go down to the state clinic, and you see a success story in high school football, and the first thing they'll talk about is the weight room. So we do have a good percentage of our athletes that are training and three-sport athletes. If they're not, they're in the weight room and the utilizing the summertime. So that's a big thing. And I think, I don't know, that's a really nice record, you know, and of course we always want a little bit more and like to go a little bit further, and that's what you think about and how to do that and what do we need to do to keep going. And some of those things, have eluded us as far as some of those playoff wins and a little bit further, but that is a nice record, and I have to give a lot of credit to our athletes and locked into football and being competitive. But I think it really is around just having these kids try to encourage them to be prepared, encourage them to be competitive. We bring that up a lot, being competitive. You know, a lot of kids just play. We want to compete. And just using that message and encouraging the weight room and commitment to football.
Larry, any questions you have for Coach Anderson?
Just a quick one here for you. You have Edgar coming up the third game of the season, Spencer Columbus and Marathon before that. What are some things you're going to key on in those two games to get ready possibly for Edgar?
Really just think about Friday.
Or is there?
Be honest with you, there isn't anything like that yet. We still have to find out who we are, I think, for Friday night. I read somewhere we lost, I really didn't think about, we lost 8 first-team all-conference positions. You know, we have a couple of kids that took care of 6 of them, but those positions, you know, being filled and trying to find out how effectively we can. So still trying to figure that out. I haven't gotten to that first playoff game, week 3, yet. Haven't thought about that at all. And really, really focusing on that one at a time. But I think if we go week by week and start looking ahead, I think our success is going to come with how physical up front, both sides of the ball. We have to find out how physical and, pride and performance. We're going to find out if our kids have that, and that's what we're going to always encourage. So week to week, that's something we're going to talk about, and I think if we can find ourselves sooner, and we'll be a nice team if we can get that taken care of. And I'm not thinking about defending state champion Edgar Wildcats yet. I'm still working on this Friday night.